ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। सो दिस इज द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ द फर्स्ट ईयर, और यू कैन से इट्स अ न्यू ईयर, एंड दैट्स व्हाई वी आर बिगिनिंग अ न्यू सीरीज फ्रॉम टुडे, एंड द नेम ऑफ द सीरीज इज पावर ऑफ थॉट। सो दिस इज अ कंपाइलेशन ऑफ बाप दादास teachings, and as in today morning's murli, Avyakta Murli, Baba has said that you receive sustenance from Bap Dada, and the sustenance is in the form of his Srimat. Whatever he has taught, whatever are his directions, whatever are his dictates, they alone constitute the greatest sustenance. You know, the word sustenance, in Hindi we call it palna. But I was just wondering, this palna word, it in Hindi it means cradle also. When it is used as a noun, it means cradle, where a child is kept and somebody, a mother, rocks that cradle. Okay, so it's something like that, as if we are small children and Baba has kept us in those small cradles and he is rocking us. So that exactly is what we understand when we say sustenance, Bap Dada's sustenance. So the greatest sustenance that we receive, the greatest sustenance that we have, the highest palna that we are receiving, is in the form of his Srimat, the most elevated versions. So this book is in fact a book compiled by Spark, and it has got so many of Bap Dada's versions, and today we are beginning with Power of Thought. So let's start. This is a murli of 6th December 1969. This murli is of 6th December 1969. Baba says, those people attain occult powers, whereas here you attain powers through yoga. You have to learn what the powers of remembrance are. The thoughts, words and actions of those who attain success are successful. They will not have a single waste thought. They will only have thoughts that are successful. Those who are serviceable will not have any thoughts that are not successful. And they should not have any thoughts that are not going to be successful. Every thought of yours has value. Only when you give value to yourself will others recognize the value of your jewels. So this murli is of 6th December 1969. Those people attain occult powers. What is occult power? In Hindi we call it Riddhi Siddhi. In English we call it occult powers. You know, anybody who does any sadhana for that matter, he attains certain spiritual powers. Now, if you go to the outside world, there are a lot of spiritualists and they do a lot of sadhanas, a lot of yogis and tapasvis, and while doing those sadhanas, they attain certain riddhi siddhis or what we call occult power. You know, they describe occult power like walking on the water, to get dematerialized, to become very small, anima, laghima, mahima. These are the different words they use in eight occult powers. Whatever you want, prabhutva, ishitva, different words are there in Hindi, wherein you attain those powers. Telepathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, what is happening at a certain distance, you can know from here. What is happening at a certain distance, you can see from here. So these are all Riddhi Siddhis, these are all known as occult powers. So Baba is saying that those people attain occult powers, okay? Whereas what you attain, yoga ki Riddhi Siddhi. What we attained is powers through yoga. Our powers are little different. In today's Avyaktavani, Baba has talked about two powers. One is to power to accommodate and power to erase. power to change, to transform. So these are the powers Baba is talking about. You know what is the problem with those powers? Whenever, even Patanjali in his Raja Yoga has written that anybody who is following any sadhana will attain this occult power, but these occult power are in fact obstruction in the path of realization. Because what happens if you attain certain power? Then you start desiring name and fame. You start becoming famous, because all this power operate at an on a material level. There are many yogis, many saints. Earlier, they started possessing all this power. But later on, there was a downfall. This is one very important aspect about this Riddhi Siddhi. Another important aspect is that when you want Riddhi Siddhi, when you want occult power, you have to focus your attention on those powers. See, a person like a bhakta, he starts his journey to attain God. He wants to attain God, but he starts getting powers. So he is more and more tempted. So he focuses more on those powers rather than on God. So this is a sort of, you are diverted from your path. You are going off the tangent. A sort of degradation that is happening. So, those people attain occult power, Riddhi Siddhi. Whereas you attain power through yoga. Yoga ki Riddhi Siddhi. You have to learn what the powers of remembrance are. Powers of remembrance. Yad ki shakti, yad ki riddhi siddhi. That's what is powers of remembrance. The thoughts, words, actions of those who attained success are successful. In India, they are known as siddhas and they attained siddhis. You know, there are a lot of siddhas. They have siddhis. The possessor of occult power is known as siddha. He is the one, Baba is saying he is. Those who attend, and here what you do, what you attend is thought, word and actions. They will not have a single waste thought. They will only have thoughts that are successful. See, this is such a beautiful stage we come to, where whatever thoughts we have, they start materializing. We become Siddhi Swarup, we become successful. Means our thoughts are becoming so powerful. You know, once Bab Dada has said to Didi, that has not printed anywhere, but Baba has said to Didi, right now you say that whatever happens, happens according to drama. But a day will come when your thoughts and drama will go parallel. Everything will happen so parallel, like you think and it will happen. Or rather, you will think the same thing that is going to happen, or which is already destined that this is going to happen, and you, the same thought will come in your mind. There will be perfect harmony between your thoughts and happenings of the drama. This is a synchronized. You know, your laptop with sin. There is one button, we say sin. Sync it. Sync. So, everything will sync with drama. But this is such a high stage. Just now, Arvind Bhai was talking about the stages of perfection. This was 18 January Murli 1970, where Baba is saying that what is the stage of perfection? Stage of perfection is when you develop that power of discrimination. You develop that power to discriminate things. So that is also a stage of perfection. Form and name. Everything you start understanding what is going to happen in the drama. So, they will not have a single waste thought. Even to have single waste thought is a sign of impurity. But how do you define waste thought? Sandeep, what is waste thought? How do you define it? That are not needed. Okay. Shambhai, what is waste thought? We do not have any concern, and they are just coming. They have no concern with our life of a yoga, or they have no concern with Gyan. Yeah. Dr. Kumud, what are waste thoughts? How do you define waste thoughts? Only one father. Only one father's seva. Everything connected to one father. Everything excepting that is waste. Yeah. Unproductive thought. This is such a beautiful definition. Thoughts which are not productive. Yeah. they don't lead us to anywhere. Thoughts which are not leading us to anywhere, they are known as waste thoughts. And Arjun, what are waste thoughts? Sagar, what are waste thoughts? Useless thoughts. They have not used, same thing as non-productive. And they don't have any value. Here Baba has said so good things. See, every thought of your has a value. There are a lot of questions in that. They are waste thoughts. Yeah? Yeah, Milind bhai, what are waste thoughts? They are out of track. They have no business. So, Arvind bhai, what are waste thoughts? How do you define waste thoughts? Thoughts which are arising from old sanskars. Yeah, very good definition. Kamlesh, what are waste thoughts? How do you define waste thoughts? Yeah, extroversion. Everything that is arising out of extroversion doesn't lead to success. So each thought of yours, see, Baba is saying, those who are serviceable will not have any thoughts that are not successful, and they should not have any thoughts that are not going to be successful. Each thought of yours has value, but only when you give value to yourself will others recognize the value of your jewels. Do we know that my all thoughts are very valuable? If I give value to my own thoughts, then only others will recognize my value. So everything is revolving around thought. Everything is revolving around sankalpa. The one which stays, the whole kalpa is known as sankalpa. Kalpa, kalpa, sankalpa. That's how they say in English. Something that goes on and on throughout the kalpa is known as sankalpa. So the homework for today is, we should not have waste thoughts. One, we should have very much powerful thoughts. We should recognize the value of our own thoughts. Let us observe as a detached observer. What thoughts are coming? Today's Murli Baba has said, mind is a slate. Okay? Mind is a plate. Mind is a paper. So these are the three analogies Baba has given. So let us watch what thoughts, what variety, what sort of thoughts are coming and going. If they are coming, are they productive? Are they useful? Are they helping me in my purushartha, or are they leading me astray? What is happening? Let's observe them in a detached way. And whatever is useless, waste, unproductive, let us get rid of them. With this, we are beginning this new session from today, new series, The Power of Thought. Whole day, churn this. How to make powerful thought? How to create powerful thoughts? And what are powerful thoughts? What are waste thoughts? How to get rid of them? Om Shanti.